In the ancient scriptures of India called the Upanishads, there are some beautiful lines that illustrate what we've been talking about. And it goes something like this. Not that which the eye sees, but that whereby the eye can see. Know that alone to be Brahman the eternal and not what people here adore. Not that which the ear hears, but that whereby the ear can hear. Know that alone to be Brahman the eternal and not what people here adore. Not that which the mind thinks, but that whereby the mind can think. Know that alone to be Brahman the eternal and not what people here adore. It goes on a bit, I've forgotten the rest. And that's a beautiful illustration. Not what people here adore, not God or your essential nature is not something. Not content, not form. The best description through words is to say not what it is not. And then you're left with what it is, which cannot be named, but can be known, but cannot be known conceptually, because every concept is again a name and a form. It can be known simply, easily, in the silent space of stillness, which is in everyone. Underneath the mental noise, no matter how heavy and turbulent the mental, emotional noise may be, no matter how heavy the egoic sense of self is, in everyone, as their essential nature, is the stillness of pure consciousness, your essential nature, the essence, your essence, not separate from the essence of the universe. Are these just words? Yes, the words point that. They cannot encapsulate that. They cannot explain, not even attempt to explain. If a question arises in you that says, please explain a bit more, I don't quite get it yet. It is not possible to, these are pointers. The analysis of pointers is pointless. But the mind wants to have content, so it will ask questions about the pointers, instead of allowing the pointers to point. It wants to analyze the pointer, the signpost. Let's look at this signpost. Let's examine it. Let's get out the microscope. So, what I'm saying, the mind cannot get. Allow the statement to work in you as a pointer, not as an explanation of the universe, because there can be none, but it can work. Like those beautiful words of the Upanishads, or whatever words arise here, pointing to the dimension of the formless one life that is you. So what really it is pointing to, what all these words point to, is that dimension of stillness within that is vibrant with life but still, extremely awake but still, underneath thoughts, in between thoughts, in between words, is the canvas on which the whole phenomenal existence is painted. If you try to understand it, you won't get it. You have to relinquish even that, the desire to understand it, because that is an obstacle. That is still the mind. You're getting deeper. Where you give up trying to understand. You give up even the pursuit of knowledge, the desire to analyze, to possess another piece of knowledge, and then put it away somewhere in a drawer. Okay, now I've got the mystery of the universe. What's the next thing? And that stillness is not ignorance, it only looks like that from the point of view of the mind. It looks as if you were moving into the realm of ignorance and not knowing anything anymore. And that's why the mind doesn't want to go there. The egoic sense of self doesn't want to go there. And yet, this is the new state of consciousness that's emerging. And it's not ignorance, it's intelligence, silent intelligence. And our whole civilization, one could say, is trying to run away from that, from the stillness. Because it's threatening. Threatening to the mentally created sense of self, the image of me. It is noise. It's noisy. It's telling stories. It's identification with form. There's a question here. I have more than 50 questions. It says, if space is the body of God, as I use that pointer in the book somewhere, no more than a pointer, if space is the body of God, what's the devil? Is there such a thing? Or another question there is a question about the nature of evil. Is there such a thing? There's identification with form. Is that? If evil is anything, It's simply the ignorance of not knowing who you are and identifying with a temporary form and therefore fighting other forms that you think are also separate forms around you and threaten your form, or you want to dominate other forms or get something from other forms. Identification with form, the psychological form of me, the story in my head, the image self, and identification with me as this physical form. That is not knowing who you are. And that creates whatever then action arises out of that state of illusion, creates suffering for yourself and others. And we could call that evil. Yeah. It's also ignorance. Jesus on the cross didn't say, "You evil ones, what did you do to me?" He said, "They know not what they do. Forgive them, they know not what they do." So whether you see it as an factual or symbolic, it doesn't matter. The truth of crucifixion would be the essence of evil is there, it seems, and yet Jesus doesn't call it evil. He says, "They know not what they do." So ultimately, what we perceive as evil arises out of the ignorance of who you are, which is ultimately the ignorance of not knowing God. And that's one and the same.